Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Living Daily, episode 2643, 8 Interesting Minimalism Tips I Learned While Moving Home by Rachel Cable of rachelcable.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. And we keep this intro nice and minimal as we optimize your life. 8 Interesting Minimalism Tips I Learned While Moving Home by Rachel Cable of rachelcable.com. In March 2019, my little family and I relocated from our Melbourne unit to the country. And in the process, we learned a lot about downsizing our belongings and embracing minimalism even more. From trading 2 huge indoor plants for smaller ones, living without our couch for a few weeks, keeping cupboards intentionally empty, and giving away things we knew other people would enjoy more, we moved into our new home with less stuff and more space for the things that really matter to us. Top 8 tips about minimalism that I learned while moving home. Tip number 1, swap big things for smaller things. Sometimes it can work really well to create more space by keeping smaller versions of large things. For example, I had 2 beautiful indoor plants, which had grown quite large in the year that I'd had them. Since they were going to be difficult to move long distance and the space we moved into is much smaller, I decided I'd try to swap them for smaller plants. I reached out to a lovely local nursery who said they would be happy to swap, and I now have 2 little plants, which will be much more appropriate for our space. Other big things you can swap for smaller versions to create more space: a big desktop computer for a laptop, a wardrobe — this might also help you downsize the amount of clothing you own — a large couch, or a dining table. We actually now use stools at the kitchen bench instead of using a dining table. Tip number 2, give away things you don't use often to people who can enjoy them more. Do you have things you plan to use one day, but you've been keeping those things for years and you still haven't gotten around to making the most of them? Those are things you could donate or give away to people who will truly enjoy them. Here are a few things I kept with good intentions of using, but knew other people would appreciate more right now: journals and blank notebooks, pencils and pastels, DVDs, cooking utensils such as my food processor, which I'd had for several years and used 2 or 3 times, coloring books, and candles. Have a look through your own cupboards and drawers to find things you don't really use and could give away, knowing that other people will appreciate them a little more. Tip number 3, fold clothes using the KonMari method. One of the challenging things about moving house is you often end up living out of a suitcase while you get organized. Fortunately, my partner and I had watched Marie Kondo's show Tidying Up on Netflix several weeks before the move, and we learned so many great folding techniques for clothes. It was so helpful to have our clothes folded properly in our suitcases when we were traveling so much and living out of our suitcases during the transition. Even though it might seem like a small thing, it actually made a big difference overall. Our clothes were neat and tidy, they were less crumpled and easier to find in the suitcases, plus it was simple to keep clothing categorized. Of course, the other great thing we learned was about downsizing our wardrobe and letting go of clothing we didn't really need anymore. Note, there are lots of great folding tutorials you can also find on YouTube using the KonMari method. Tip number 4, keep digital versions of physical things. Sometimes having digital versions not only helps you save space and decrease clutter, but they can be cheaper, much easier to organize and access, and less likely to become damaged. For example, you might put all of your CDs on an iPod and keep digital files for backup too. You could stop buying DVDs and subscribe to Netflix. You might like to save your photos on a hard drive and upload your favorites to Instagram rather than keeping lots of physical photo albums. Rather than buying books you will only read once and store on your bookshelf for years, you could listen to an audiobook or read the ebook version. We actually went through our DVD collection and sold about a third of them, knowing that if we ever wanted to see those movies and TV shows again, we could easily rent the digital versions or find them on Netflix. Tip number 5, rearrange things so you can use your home for meaningful experiences. We thought it was really funny that the day after we moved our couch, we started using the extra space for physical activities. For example, rather than getting out of bed, making a coffee, and then sitting on the couch, I did yoga first thing in the morning on the lounge room floor. My partner used the area to lie down and stretch out his back properly. Without the couch, we sat at the table to eat without watching TV at the same time, which created more opportunities for mindful eating and conversation. The simple act of moving the couch and creating more space encouraged us to use that space for more meaningful things. How could you rearrange things in your home so you can enjoy more meaningful experiences? Tip number 6, if something has been in storage for years and you haven't missed it, maybe you just don't need it. Sometimes we put things in storage because it's easier than deciding what to do with them. The problem is we can end up with loads of stuff in storage that we don't actually want or need to keep. Go through your cupboards, attic, garage, or other storage spaces. Pull things out. Go through unlabeled boxes. Categorize the things you actually want to keep. Let go of anything you don't really need. It sounds simple, but it can be a little overwhelming. Try choosing just one storage space to go through and set a time limit of 30 minutes to help yourself get started. Tip number 7, declutter cupboards and leave them empty. Do you feel compelled to fill cupboards or drawers because it just seems strange to leave them empty? I hear you. I find it feels really weird to leave cupboards and drawers empty, but it's something I'm now trying to embrace. The problem was when old things were nearly used up, especially bathroom things like shampoo, makeup, perfume, etc., I left the almost empty bottles in the cupboards and bought new ones. Since I had the space to keep it all, I didn't get rid of things when I should have. If you do this too, try organizing everything you really need into as small a space as possible and don't let things overflow into empty cupboards and drawers. If it does start to look a little crowded, that's when you know it's time to go through it and get rid of old things you're no longer using. And tip number 8, identify if things actually help you live the life you want to live. When you move house, you find out what feels necessary and important, and you realize that it's okay to let go of the other things. For example, even though I love books, I ended up donating a lot of them because I'd read them once and would probably never read them again. Those books weren't doing anything for me anymore except taking up space. Of course, I kept the ones that really resonated with me and that I could see myself reading again. Try walking around your home and notice anything which doesn't help you live the life you want to live, and maybe pass those things on. And if there are things which are really important to you, try putting them out where you'll be more likely to use and appreciate them. You just listened to the post titled 8 Interesting Minimalism Tips I Learned While Moving Home by Rachel Cable of rachelcable.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Rachel. Now, as you might have noticed, these are things Rachel learned while moving, but these tips can apply at any time, anywhere. For me, I went through some of this process myself a while back, and I wasn't moving. So when it came time to move, it made it that much easier and less stressful. So as an example, in my own life, I had a lot of DVDs. And many of them were free because I worked at Blockbuster Video in my teen years or early 20s. And for the kids out there, or probably if you're outside of America as well, Blockbuster Video was the place to rent movies, either on tape, also known as VHS, or DVD, or even buy them new or pre-owned. And there was a lot of waste there. For older movies or ones where there was just too much inventory, they would literally dump the movies. So as an employee, we were allowed to just take them. Needless to say, I had a lot. Some ended up getting dumped as well, but a lot of them, especially the pretty decent ones, I actually just laid it out one day in alphabetical order and let friends pick and choose whatever they wanted. They seemed pretty happy about it, and I got rid of a lot of clutter. It's pretty rare that I watch movies at home, and when I do, they're usually available for streaming, either included with a service that I already pay for, or it's very affordable to rent, so I don't regret it one bit. That's just one example from my own life, but whatever stuck with you from this article, try it out, let me know how it goes, and have a great rest of your day, minimizing, hopefully, and I'll catch you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.